California voters will be asked to decide in November whether the state constitution should be amended to specifically protect a person's right to an abortion. This comes after a majority of state lawmakers yesterday voted to put the issue on the ballot. It's part of the ongoing drama playing out across the country after the U.S. Supreme Court handed down its decision last week overturning Roe v. Wade and the nationwide right to an abortion. The legal case of Roe v. Wade is also at the heart of a play by Lisa Loomer being put on at the Fountain Theater in Hollywood. The play is called Roe. It kicked off its run over the weekend. Stephen Sachs is the theater's artistic director. We caught up with him on Zoom. He says the play focuses on the two women who were at the center of the landmark abortion case when it went before the U.S. Supreme Court in the early 1970s.
The two lead characters are Sarah Weddington, who was the attorney who brought the case before the Supreme Court, and Norma McCorvey, who was Jane Roe. The play dramatizes their story. They tell their own story to the audience.
This is not a feel-good, rally-the-troops story for people who support abortion rights. It involves some fundamental conflict, including between the two women themselves.
Well, that's what makes Lisa's play, I think, so valuable. It shows the characters in this struggle as fully dimensional human beings, it's complicated women, each believing they are right, fighting against forces greater than themselves. It's not just the two central characters, but there is an ensemble of the women and men who are involved in it.
One of the things that really took me by surprise was just how young these women were when this case was brought.
Absolutely. Sarah Weddington was only 26 years old when she first argued Roe v. Wade. And it was, in fact, one of her first cases.
And I understand that Norma McCorvey was just 22, so also very young as well to be in the spotlight.
Absolutely. These were young women who were caught in the maelstrom of this enormous event that changed their lives and the course of history. I think the value of the play is that it does not preach to the audience to take one side or another. It does, I think, lean itself more to the side of pro-choice, of arguing that a woman has a right to make her own decision about her own body. But it also dramatizes the pro-lifers as real human beings with real concern. She really is painting a human picture of real people struggling and fighting and advocating to do what they feel is right.
One of the sort of tensions at the center of the play is the initial meeting and sort of understanding between the two women. Weddington says she told McCorvey how long the court case might take, but McCorvey says that was glossed over and basically that she didn't realize a ruling would not come down in time for her to get an abortion.
Yes, the theatrical device that Lisa has chosen for this play is that the story is told in retrospect. And interestingly enough, you know, the play was first produced in 2017. Each year, Lisa has updated the script to reflect the current mindset of the country. And in fact, when we launched the play just a few days ago, she newly updated it. But this device that she's chosen to have the play told in flashback allows each of the characters to argue over the facts of the case. The characters themselves are trying to filter through their own memory about what happened and what is true and what is false. So much of this case has become the stuff of legend, of mythology. Drilled down to the truth makes for riveting theater.
For both sides of the abortion debate, a lot of the focus after the Supreme Court's ruling has been next steps. Where do we go from here? What do you see as the role of theater, the role of the arts in all of that?
It's important to me that the play inspires some kind of directive, that it trigger some kind of social action. We have postcards that have been pre-addressed to the Supreme Court, available to the public and our patrons outside our theater, so that after they leave, they can grab a postcard and write a message to the Supreme Court, whichever way their feelings land and express themselves. But most importantly, I believe everyone must vote. We must vote. The most important thing that this play can do, I think, is to inspire the public to get involved and do something.
Stephen Sacks with the Fountain Theater in Hollywood, thank you so much. Good to have you here.
A pleasure. Thank you.